This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger. Definitely some disgust.
Gross.
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another after show for Animal Kingdom. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 12, You Will Be Gutted, right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
They know what is what, but they don't
Katie
know what is
oh,
what.
Oh,
just hey, we got a club.
No money, go, what, go, what, go.
What, well, just what is
where's
what,
the swish swish?
They don't know what is what.
This is a nice
strut.
Dissing song.
It is. A cool beat. Because it's swish swish. Another one in the caskets. That is right. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can follow me on all social media at Alina Vision. And once again, I am joined by my girl, Lila.
That's me. Yes, my name is Lila Rad, and you can find me on Instagram at LayLizzle.
That's right. We are down to the nitty gritty with this episode, and it was amazing. First off, I just want to get your thoughts on the episode. What did you think?
I think they really like this song.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, yeah, that's what I think.
Hey, I think we should have a party for the season finale, which is coming up.
It is coming up.
However, I do feel like there is one episode that we need. I feel like it's timed. Uh-huh. Perfectly,
because
this just gave us
just enough
to kind of keep us in for like another.
They
one.
Hooked
like,
for
yes,
sure,
absolutely,
definitely.
Man, it was a great.
It
episode.
Was such a great episode. I felt like there was so much tension in the air. Like I looked at us sometimes when we were watching, and we were like, oh
"I
God.
Know,
oh my God,
I know exactly." Yeah,
and there were certain scenes in this episode I thought that were really amazing because it was not what was said, but it was what wasn't said. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Just by looking at their faces.
Yeah. Mm. There was like the silence was actually golden. For instance, and we'll get to all of these, but like the first time we see Pope and he's looking at the gun and, oof. You know, nothing was said, but we know what's going on and that was intense.
He was just shining it.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you
right?
know, shining his gun. Oh, that's a whole nother meaning. you know, when Smurf was in the courtroom, but we couldn't hear what was going on. Mm-hmm. It was just music. Or, you know, when Pope brought Lena to see her at the, you know, jail. And that there was just some of those times where, like, nothing was said, but you could feel the tension. And then, you know, the last time Baz saw Jay, and he said, you know, oh, we're going to get this taken care of. And then it was just silent.
Aww.
So those were some of my highlights from this episode. We're going to get the chat going, if we could. Mr. Steven in the booth. Because we got some regulars. We like seeing them.
Yes, we do. We should just start saying hello to
exactly. Jasmine.
Yeah.
She's always there. We got a lot. So we'll see who's in the chat. Oh,
Red
we got there.
Hood. Red Hood something.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ones.
Ziaz Luwap is
and
a
there
regular.
They are, yeah.
Yay!
Hey, what up, guys?
And we got Chase Daugherty.
Exactly. Ooh, so if you guys are watching us live, just join in on the chat because we love hearing your feedback, seeing what you're saying. And if you're not watching this live, if you're doing it on demand, go ahead, leave comments and all of that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so let's get into the episode.
Let's.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. My goodness. First scene, Smurf is being processed.
I know, I forgot how it even started.
I know. My like, notes are literally everywhere. Smurf getting processed.
Oh, yeah.
That's another scene where, like, nothing really was said. But you could just tell by the look on her face. She's like, are you serious?
So last episode, I don't mean to go back because I know we're talking about episode 12. Mm-hmm. But last episode, did you or did you not think that she was going to get booked? Because we didn't see her go to jail. Like,
we didn't.
We were kind of talking about predictions. And I don't remember if you remember your prediction. But
I thought she was going to get booked, but I didn't think Baz was going to tell the cops that she murdered Javi. I didn't think he was going to go that nuclear on her. I thought that he was going to say something maybe about the watches or something like that. But, yeah, he went nuclear. And he wants her in there literally for life.
Yeah, because he wants... what she had.
Exactly.
Which I think now is clear that that's impossible.
Oh, yeah.
It's another story. But at the end of last season, oh my gosh, I was going to say last semester. At the end of last episode, I thought that they were going to stop her and he framed her with like coke in the trunk or something like that.
Right.
So that's, you know, I don't know. But I didn't think she would even stay in jail for like a day, which it seems like she is.
She is. She had a bed. She had her own room.
Oh my gosh. And how does her hair still look nice?
I know.
I'm like, come on, girl. They don't have straighteners
she
in prison.
She still looks good. I'm like, I know. Yeah, she is jailhouse goals. Mm-hmm. So Smurf's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that Baz actually tells people that she's just out of town. We find this out at the party that he's the rager. It's not even a party.
I know.
It's a rager that he's throwing at her house.
It's like he's doing stuff that she wouldn't let them do when he was like 13.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know. I was like, why throw a huge party? That was like just to like mess up all of her stuff or.
I don't know. But you know what I'm always thinking too? Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't there ever cops?
I know.
That raid these parties.
Right? Because when I was young
exactly.
and went to Rangers,
after,
they
like,
always
an hour.
Got.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The po-po always showed up.
I had to like wipe my fingerprints from like the bottles at like 16.
Jump over the fence.
Seriously.
Yeah. The cops never, they never show up.
But anyway, yeah.
Everything's going down.
Allie drops off, Allie drops off Lena.
She drops off
so that
Lena.
That says a lot about this responsible father.
He's just, Baz is being the absolute worst. The absolute worst father. I feel so bad for Lena.
So he's keeping it consistent.
True. Right? You gotta give him that. He's being a consistently horrible father. I mean, he didn't even pick her up from, you know, the babysitter's house.
Right.
She had to, like, bring him.
Right.
There's this raging party going on. So it's like, oh, you'd rather party, like, party instead of be with your kid and pick them up.
So what's the whole point of the party? Because she's in jail? Because he...
I don't know.
...is proud of what he did? Or what? What do you think was the purpose of
That's
that
That's what
party?
I was trying to figure
There really
out.
Was no meaning for it.
Right.
There was no need to have a party, right? Take your money and leave.
No, not really. And I was like, maybe he's trying to get fingerprints everywhere. I didn't understand. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out in another episode.
I know.
I mean, maybe it was just, you know, because in last season, they did throw a lot of parties.
Right.
So maybe it was just a just cause kind of party. And I mean, Craig and Darren were loving it. Loving it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. My goodness.
Well,
I mean,
so did Nikki.
Nikki.
She got what she wanted.
Yeah.
Which was coke.
A lot
and
of blow. She got a lot
She's
of blow.
So ridiculous.
Man. When she busted into Craig's room when Craig was doing, you know, everything, I was kind of amazed that, like, she said out loud what she wanted the money for, her cut of the money for. Like, I was like, that's kind of stupid.
Wait. Did I miss something?
Yeah. So she's like, I want my cut of the money. And he was like telling her like, okay, like just stop saying it.
Yeah.
She's like, for the yacht job. Like,
oh, I thought you were saying she asked him for the money because she mentioned her reason why she wanted it.
No.
Yeah, I think
I'm like, there's
either
somebody
she's
else
on drugs
in there.
Or she's,
oh, she's
just
always
because
on drugs.
She's immature.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
She's always.
She's just trying to like step up to him, like trying to show him that she's like tough.
Yeah.
You know, like, now I'm part of the crew. Which she's, like, really taking that one
she is.
10-minute job
real seriously.
All
she's
right.
like, I'm in. I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but, I mean, you can understand, right? Like, yes, she was part of the heist, but you... Can you agree with Craig where it's like, shut up, girl?
Yeah, because there's a process to how they get their money. You can't just give... you know, jewels to her, because it's still in jewel form for the most part. Because it's like, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you'll have your cut, but you don't know how to launder that.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
know how to do any of that. So it's pretty much useless for you to have your cut right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, if the brothers haven't even gotten their cut.
Exactly.
From, or they didn't at the time from Baz or whatever. Like, I don't know how she expects to be number one.
She's just
her priority.
I think she just kind of likes saying that she's part of the crew.
I know. Too. I know. What else does she have to do?
Yeah. A lot of blow, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What do we got in the chat? Let's see. Jasmine Odom says she'll never be part of the crew. Yeah, not totally. Mm-hmm. She won't. I agree with that. I just don't think she'll ever fully be part of the crew. Even if she's with Jay or Craig or whoever, it's just, it's not for you, Nikki.
Yeah. Yeah. She should stick to the real physics test or whatever and make something out of her life.
Exactly.
Well, she's kind of, she is like the Craig female version.
Right? A little bit, yeah.
I mean, they're both like, yeah.
She kind of is. And I feel like she's learning, I guess, from the women that she comes in. Bless you. In contact with. Because she was learning, you know, at first from Smurf how to kind of control whoever she was seeing or, you know, finesse the situation. And then I think Lucy is really trying to get on her good side, too. And trying to tell her how to regain the power, if you will.
Totally. That's exactly what I was thinking of, too. Yeah. Speaking of Lucy, she...
What do you think of Lucy?
I have mixed feelings about her. Like, I used to think she was...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's just a girl that he's banging, you know, Baz. Like, I didn't think anything serious would become until last episode or two. When we found out that, you know, she was part of this whole kid ordeal.
Oh, yeah, that was last episode.
Yeah. Yeah, so then I started thinking something different. Because we were talking about it. Like, we never knew what she did for a living.
Yeah.
Like, how she was making her money. Hey, by the way, what happened to her son?
True that. Right? Her and Baz are just, like, world's worst parents.
Didn't she have a son, Carlos?
She did, yeah.
Carlos?
Yes, she did have a son.
I'm just thinking about that. Unless Marco's out there babysitting.
I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
I just thought of that right now. But anyway, yeah, I just feel like Lucy's trying to get in with whoever has money. And at this point, it's Jay. Remember when she calls him out when they both come back from, like, school? From visiting Smurf.
Right.
And she's like, hey, let me talk to you. Like, I'm sorry. Now it's, you know, first it was your mom. Now it's Smurf. Like, Baz really loved your mom. And that's another, like, moment that we had where we're like,
so is she going to say it? But I feel like she was trying to hint that Baz was his dad, correct? But she never came out and said it. But I feel like she was trying to plant that seed. Like, I feel like she's trying to be manipulative because she knows now that Jay has the power of attorney, which is what Baz wants.
So you think she was telling him that?
Because... like, Baz is your dad, so you might want to listen to him. That's what I interpreted it as. Possibly.
So, I don't know. So, is she, like, the first one to confirm that? Because I know this entire time, I don't know if you and I have been on the same page on that, but, like, I feel like this whole time, it's like, is he? Is he not? Like,
yeah, and it definitely has been. Oh, everyone's wondering.
I think
we only just know, like, who, what, Craig's dad is, and that's about it. I don't think we've really met anyone else's dad. If I'm incorrect, let me know. But, yeah, I feel like she's being real manipulative. And just kind of like you, before, I was okay with her. But then this episode really changed that. And I think it just kind of shows, like, the depth that her character is now going into. Because we're finding out a lot more about her. And there were certain scenes in here where I was like, ew, really? Like, when Pope came in. Yeah, about Lucy. Like, when Pope came into the room after Lena had almost been ran over.
Yeah. By who,
and
by
she
the
was
way?
Just, I don't know, some random
We don't know,
person.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was just on her phone like, oh, she's okay. I'm like, the poor kid is probably traumatized and you're just on your phone like, oh, she'll be all right. It's whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I totally got that. Which makes me wonder because we know she has a kid.
Right.
Who knows where he is. Do you think that she, so let me ask you, like, do you think that she really loves Baz or do you think she's just in it for the money now? Because, yes, she was with him before, but now that she knows that, like, Smurf is in jail and she's probably like, yeah, my boyfriend's the king, do you think that she's sticking around for her cut, so to speak? Like, her, for money?
No, I think she really does love Baz. But I don't think she cares much for Lena. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a reminder.
Because Kath is the mom.
Exactly. I think it's a reminder to her that there was somebody else. And that's that person's child and not hers, unfortunately. So,
but is she even Baz's?
This is true, but nobody knows that.
So, neither do we.
Right? Right. Like, she doesn't know it could possibly be. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's literally... People just need to get a DNA test on this.
Jeez, seriously. Maury Povich. I know. Man, he's got a good year right there. Exactly. Year full of episodes.
So crazy. Yeah, speaking of Lena, I loved the scene when she meets... Or she sees Darren and Craig at the party.
Oh, my
gosh. And they're just like, don't know what to say to her.
So
like
awkward.
They've seen this whole other side of her. It's like... Yeah. I don't really know what to say to you. Because, you're kind of gangsta. Wasn't
Those
expecting
kids,
that.
Man.
And then she goes over and she actually lies to Baz about what they were talking about. Because Baz asks her.
Oh, yes.
You know, what were you guys talking about? And she was like, oh, about the finger getting cut off. And...
Mm-hmm. Which he didn't know.
Yeah.
So that was the first time he found out, right?
Exactly.
Why do you think that she... lied to him?
I think she doesn't want him to know
the real her,
right?
Or
what she does, or she's in it somehow.
Yep.
I think he knows, like, she's used to this lifestyle, but I don't think she wants him to know, like, either how high up she is or how deep it goes or whatever. So clearly there's secrets she's keeping from him.
So is she like the Smurf?
Maybe
of
she's the kingpin. What do you guys think in the chat?
Seriously.
Do you guys think she's like, could possibly be the leader of the crew in Mexico? We want to hear your thoughts.
Vicky Vale thinks that Pope is Lena's father.
Yeah, I kind of have that feeling.
I
think so too. I mean, he takes care of her so well. You know, Pope
a little does. Too well,
yeah.
You know what I thought? When he asked Baz if he can take Lena to school, was it just me, or did you think that, like, he was going to kidnap her or something?
I mean...
I don't know. Because he was, like, really trying to do a lot for Lena.
Yeah.
Well, more than Baz. As always.
Baz does nothing for that child.
Nothing at all.
Except yell at her and never want to see her.
I was trying to think, too, like, have they ever said, like, I love you?
Or, I don't
you know,
even
like,
remember
how does his family function?
I don't remember the last time he gave her a hug.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or showed any type of affection to her.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know,
There
man.
Was a part of me that was like, oh, I wish she could just stay with Allie. You know?
She'll be, She'll be a little more taken care of there.
That poor child has seen so much.
Can you imagine?
Has gone through so much.
I know.
And then Pope takes her to see her grandma in jail.
I know.
Good Lord.
I don't know. You know, what if Lena is Lucy in the past?
Oh my goodness. Okay, we just got... Things just got meta.
Oh my gosh, they got like the same skin color. What if Lucy is her mother? No,
can't be.
Okay,
no.
Obviously, she didn't have to be pregnant.
Rewind.
Never mind.
Rewind.
All right, forget it.
Let's see what people in the chat are saying. Jasmine says yes. She is the Smurf of Mexico.
Right.
Valerie Garcia says Lucy is totally HBC. Yep. A bitch in charge. Absolutely. Yeah, so I think like people are agreeing with us that we're thinking she's, the kingpin in Mexico.
And if you think about it, there have been plenty of episodes or whatever episode that Lucy is in where she's like trying to not so much brainwash, but kind of like,
exactly.
Like, no, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. This is like, bad.
She's
Make sure
very
you finish
good
her.
At being manipulative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we definitely saw, like, I saw that in this episode with her scene with Jay. And I think Jay might have even seen that too.
You think?
Like, I think you're just throwing that at me so that I do what you want. Jay's so smart. I think Jay's really smart kid.
He doesn't do blow.
No, right? I haven't seen him. I don't think we've ever seen him do.
I know. I was just thinking about that.
Anything.
And like, here's.
Except for drink.
Nikki.
Nikki's on Adderall.
On everything. Everything. Yeah, but I was just thinking about that where like Lucy is offering blow and she's like, yep, yes, please.
Yeah.
And Jay's like, no, I'm good.
Well, I mean, you have to keep a clear head when you're dealing with all of these people, I would assume. I mean, he's smart enough to know.
But everyone doesn't.
Yeah.
They're either drunk or high or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oy. Let's see.
There was a lot of Pope.
Yeah, let's talk about Pope.
Pope's episode, right?
Let's talk about Pope. That first scene where we see him and he's loading the gun. What did you think? Did you think, oh, he's going to try to shoot himself? Or
so I started thinking if he... I didn't think he would.
Yeah.
But
that would be a bad end to the show.
I started thinking that if he doesn't do it now, he will next episode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Again, that's if there's no season three, which
right.
there probably will. But
yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to think of how this is going to end.
He's in a deep... He's in a really, really deep place.
Yeah.
Like, deep, dark place. That is for sure. I mean, you can tell that Catherine's death is, like, super wearing on him.
Yeah.
And everything.
Do you think being with Amy kind of made him feel a little more remorseful because of how she is, who she is, going to church? Like, I don't think he ever really thought about...
Yeah, I think
forgiveness
so.
And, you know.
I think so. Possibly, yeah.
So are they, did they break up?
I know. What do
so,
you think?
So is it over?
I think it might be over. I think that's also why he was really bummed out. Obviously. Because he told someone his deep, dark secret and
right.
they did not react the way
right.
that he wanted them to. Which,
right.
I mean, of course. It was totally understandable how she reacted.
Yeah, he
I
totally
think.
Thought she was Jesus and like, I forgive you.
Yeah.
She's
only human.
Mm-hmm.
She is only human.
Excuse
but
me.
One thing I did notice is that when Baz went over to her house to see like if Pope was there, she didn't give Pope up. She didn't
no, she
say
didn't.
Like
right.
what he told her or anything.
That's true.
So,
however, Baz was just asking if he was there. So I think
right.
it would have been weird. I was thinking about that. I think it would have been weird if she was like, no, he's not here, but did you know that he smothered this girl? I don't know. Like, I
right.
just don't know where.
But still, the thing is like, she said, he didn't tell me anything. So I don't know why she said that, because it's like, he was just asking where Pope is.
She was trying
know?
To fool herself.
Maybe.
She's trying to
I
make herself
know.
Believe that everything was okay.
Possibly.
Because she's kind of weird
possibly.
Like that.
Yeah.
She's kind of a weird character, too.
She is.
Like, she's great
yeah.
at it.
She's definitely great at it. She brings out a lot in Pope, and I hope we get to see more of her,
mm-hmm.
especially in... I want to see them interact again.
What do you think would happen?
I don't know. I feel like if she has enough time to, like, process all of that,
uh-huh.
I have a feeling she's, like, one of those girls who's
that
like, I can
him.
Fix him. Yeah.
And,
like, possibly forgive him.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. But getting back to Pope. back
yes.
to Pope. yeah, he's being great to Lena. He's being such a good father. But we meet a new character.
Who?
We meet, I don't know his name, but he's like a banker of some
oh,
sort.
Oh, yeah. Who is he?
Turns out, I'll tell you who he is.
Please do.
He is Please. The guy who was the insider at the bank job that Pope got busted for and did
That's
time
what it
for.
Was.
So he owes Pope.
Got it.
He owes Pope because Pope said, I could have given you up and I didn't. And I did more time because I didn't give you up. So they don't know who the inside person was.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mind
oh my gosh.
Blown. So yeah, who did you? What do you think the cash that he took from his part of the money is for? that he wanted to give to this banker. He wanted to, you know, deposit. What do you think it's for?
I was assuming that he was opening a college fund.
Right.
For Lena.
I think so, too.
That's a lot of money.
But, yeah, that's what I was like, that's weird.
He's doing
weird.
A lot. Like, he's risking his life.
He... Okay, I was like, oh, okay. I wrote in my notes, okay, he goes and robs a bank. And then I was like, oh, wait. Or a lot.
I know. And then you started
or
tallying.
Two, or three, or I four, know. Or five.
I know.
Which is, I mean, that's it was kind of sloppy of him. I just kind of felt. But he clearly needed a million. So that's why I was like, I don't think it's a college fund. Because, I mean, I went to college. I didn't cost $1 million. It costed
Feels
a lot.
Like
I know.
It. I know. I know.
Felt like it. But, oh, he did also say that, you know, he wanted her to be set up for the rest of her life. And I was thinking, okay, is it Lena or is it Amy? Like a payoff, like don't say anything, maybe.
Oh, that's a good thought.
Yeah, I think it's one, I either really one, but I think Lena. It's Lena too. Mm-hmm. I think it's Lena.
There's something going on with me today, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens.
I'm getting over a cold over the weekend. Sorry, exactly. Guys. Totally irrelevant.
It's all good.
Let's see. I'm like trying not to.
People are saying in the chat. let's see. Luke Schreiber. Sorry. So far, I can't read. Baz could kill Amy in revenge of Kat. If Baz learns the truth. Oh, this is so true. He could. If he learns the truth about who killed Catherine or Kat, he could kill Amy. Like, as a revenge, yeah. Because he still doesn't know that Pope killed Kat. But he's getting closer. Oh, and Amy did tell him that Pope goes to the desert a lot. Ooh. That she did give away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that she did give away.
So Baz is going to go to the desert and he's going to find his...
He doesn't know where in the desert. I mean, he's going to be just wandering around for a thank you for making it bigger, Steven.
Yay.
Now I can see it. yeah, she did give that away. Although I don't think Baz knows what to do with that information. So I doubt he'll be going to the desert. He doesn't know where exactly, I would assume.
Yeah, but given that it's a TV show, he's going to walk right on her dead body.
Oof. Goodness.
Stumble upon her finger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, going back to Pope in... When he goes to visit Smurf in jail. What did you think of him bringing Lena?
I thought that was sucky. Yeah. This little girl's already going through so much. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was necessary at all. For him to bring her over, and it was just so dramatic, but it was so Animal Kingdom.
It was so good.
Like,
it was so like
goodbye
no.
to grandma, like all creepy, and she was like, bye.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with that? And he didn't say much, right?
He was just hardly anything. He just pretty much was saying she's going to be in there for a really long time because she's a bad person. So he's clearly really mad at her still.
Because of her.
Right.
Is the reason he killed Kat.
Yeah.
So that's why.
He's still super salty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's letting that marinate.
Oh, man. Because, you know, I used to think that, like, his feelings were kind of between Smurf and then being part of the Codys.
Right.
And now I just feel it like it's really gotten down to, like, screw you. It's all about me, really, not even him and his brothers. It's like, it's just, we're all on our own. I think they're all starting to find out that
they're all
out for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they should just kind of watch out for themselves.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I'm going to put a pin in that because there was another scene that definitely highlighted that. But getting back to this, I thought it was really interesting how he's just really gung-ho about sticking it to Smurf and letting him know, like, he's not there really for her, you know? Especially, like, when he went to go get the money from Baz, he said, oh, well, she has it, you know, she has it coming for her, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then especially bringing Lena to the jail, that's, like, the final dagger, I feel.
I don't know, man.
He's intense.
Yeah,
he's
he really is.
Super intense. But getting back to what you were saying, how people are figuring out that they're kind of all on their own. Mm-hmm. There was a scene between Darren and Craig. Correct. Where Darren actually said, you know, you're the only person that I trust in this whole world.
Or Craig said that to
Darren.
Right,
Craig said that to Darren. I kind of found it odd that Darren didn't say anything back to him.
Correct. Why do you think?
I don't know. Because I would have thought he would have said, yeah, you know, like, I trust something. Because they're just... They're like best buds. They're, you know, they look out for each other. Mm-hmm. They're always there for each other. And I just found it odd that Darren
didn't
say anything.
I actually thought we saw the true side, or like the real, his true feelings mm-hmm. about Craig. And I feel like, yes, they're brothers. Yes, he'll do anything for him. But at this point, like, even if he's like, yo, you're the one person in this world that I trust, like, I feel like coming from Craig, it didn't really mean much, unfortunately, for Darren. Because mm-hmm. I feel like he's so committed to this bar. He's so invested and, you know, he just realizes that, like, there's no way of saving Craig. I feel like Darren has tried so many times and it just doesn't mean anything anymore, you know, for right. Craig to be like, yo, like, you're my best friend. Like, I love you so much. Like, you're the only person that I love. You're the only person that I trust. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's something that Darren... I feel like he's a broken record. Like, Darren's just kind of like, all right. Like, he's tried helping him out so many times, you know, that it's like, he just doesn't see anything. And Craig is just all like, let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go to Fiji. Like,
yeah,
without even really thinking about it, you know? And Darren's like, dude, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
You do you, Darren. You know, I know. So I feel like he's like, you do
With the bar. We just love Darren. Let's see, in the live chat, Joel Hernandez says, what happened to Leslie?
Oh, Leslie.
I'm like, what character is Leslie?
I know, I was like, who's Leslie?
Oh, she'll be back hopefully next season. So, yeah. Chase says, but he doesn't trust him because of the drugs. Yeah, I kind of get that, too. I think he's always just like, I think if Craig were to clean up, then he'd probably trust him more. And you could really feel for Craig because... You can tell he has nothing else other than this life. Like, he's Absolutely. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself.
Absolutely.
There's nothing I can do. I'm like, well, you could be like, I don't know, a bartender at the bar. I'm sure your brother could, you know, hire you.
Yeah, that's true.
Start there.
That is very true.
Start there.
No interview process.
Exactly. You don't have to show him your record or anything.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. Yeah. I feel like... He is the baby. Is he the baby?
No, I think Darren is.
Darren?
I think Darren is.
I just feel like he is the biggest baby of the group.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's really lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he'll clean himself up after, you know, this season. Like, realize that, like,
he's a loser and it's not getting him anywhere. Or maybe he'll find some ambition to, like, what drives you besides... You know,
drunk
coke and
what do you think he'll do, though?
Girls and
if he were to clean up, what do you think he would do?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, he was a waiter on the yacht for a while.
Until
right, that might be too tempting for him. I really don't know. That's something we don't even know what his skills. I mean, he's really handy. I was thinking about that when the scene was going on. I was like, you know what? You're really handy. You know how to like do a whole lot of random things.
Like, work for Water and Power.
Maybe.
Yeah. Gas company.
We're brainstorming here. Future careers for Craig after he gets out of the life of crime. But, yeah. I mean, I love seeing Darren trying to help him and trying to lead him down the right path. And it's always just...
That's real life, though.
Yeah.
It's real life.
I mean, seriously, what are you going to do, Craig, when you're, like, 70? Are you going to still be pulling jobs, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. But it's almost like that is their life. You know, like, some people, like, I watch a lot of, like, Dateline and Locked Up Raw and, you know, all these, like, criminal
Absolutely, so do I.
And you come to learn that, like, these people are lazy. And that's really what it is. And it's, like, they prefer staying in prison. They or, like, the homeless prefer being homeless because they just don't. It's easier. It's so much harder for them to go out and look for a job than to just stay where they are.
That's not all homeless people, but...
No. I'm not... Most.
Hmm.
Documentaries that I've seen, too. Like, I can't speak firsthand because I've never been in that position. But things that I've seen, like, are in the news, right? Working in the news. Like, cleaning out the Orange County shelters and how they're like, nah, man. We don't want to get cleaned up. Like, this is our life. This is what we know. And I feel like if they end
I could see
changing...
that for criminals. I could definitely see that for no problem. Excuse you. I could definitely see that for people like these. Because you could just get so accustomed to, you know, robbing people for a whole bunch of money and you don't really have to do much work for it. That's easy. Totally. And I think they're really, you know, starting to come to, I don't know, not an agreement, but, you know, a realization that you can't do that forever.
Well,
if you're not investing it or whatever. Let's talk about Jay.
Let's talk about Jay.
Jay. Jay now has the power of attorney.
Yes, he does. He is
the most powerful one there is now.
He's Baby Smurf.
Literally, Baby the power of Smurf. Attorney said, legally, you are now Smurf. And I was like, that's kind of heavy. That is kind of heavy.
Can you imagine being in his shoes?
No. That's crazy.
Dude, imagine, like...
Knowing that, A, Baz is going to be after you. Knowing that now you have to run your three uncles and be in charge of this large illegal operation and mm-hmm. you're still in high school and you're just trying to graduate and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's pretty heavy.
And I thought
he can
it was
go
really
to jail
funny.
For forever.
Dude, I know. I thought it was funny when he went to the attorney mm-hmm. and he was like, so I can make decisions on my own now. And she's like, I suggest you consult.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Yeah, I would suggest you consult also because Smurf doesn't take too lightly to people clearly going after her stuff.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Let's see. People in the chat. Oh, it's going off. Joel Hernandez says, Jay's a boss. Yeah, he is. Valerie Garcia, the pressure he must be feeling. That's exactly what I was mm-hmm. thinking. The pressure is crazy, crazy. I loved seeing the expression on Baz's face when the attorney told him, you don't got that power anymore.
Yep.
That was golden. Priceless. I think we've all been waiting for that since we knew that Jay got the power of attorney. And he was just like, oh. It's like, yeah, I just want to sell everything. And, yeah, you don't have that power anymore. And you could tell she was waiting to say it.
100%. Can you imagine how stupid he felt?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like his life just went down the drain. Mm-hmm. Like, he had this, like...
plan.
You know when, like, what's it called? Like, when people claim that they're dying or going through the tunnel or whatever, and, like, your whole life passes
right.
you by, or uh-huh. you get all these, like, flashbacks or whatever. I feel like that's exactly what was going in his mind. Like, that's what was going through his mind mm-hmm. when he found out that, like, he wasn't the boss.
Yeah.
As he thought.
The wheels were like, they just yeah. really, really stopped. You could see them in slow motion grinding to a halt. Like his gears were literally grinding. And that was amazing to see. I just loved that. So that last scene where he tells Jay, you know, we're going to go down to the lawyer and get this whole thing sorted out. And Jay just kind of nods his head like, okay, but you could tell he's like, no, we're not.
Mm.
So what do you think is going to happen with that?
Oh, man. We just have one episode
I
left.
Know.
It's like so many different things are going through my mind right now.
Let's see what like, people in the chat are saying. Vicky Vale says, Baz had that you eat ass face.
Oh, my gosh.
Luke Schreiberner says, all at war with Baz and Jay. Yeah, I mean, this is going to... I feel like it's going to be an all-out war between them. I feel like Jay's going to get beyond the upside, obviously. I mean, he has the power. I can't see him signing it over to Baz. And now, especially Craig and Darren know that they have to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
So... because they went and saw Smurf.
Do you think there's any way that Jay and Baz would become a team?
No.
No way at all.
I don't think so. I don't think so because Jay's been playing both sides, so he's seen both sides. And I don't see him going against Smurf in such a way.
And Craig and Darren... Mm-hmm. are going both sides, too.
Yeah, I mean, that
we
was really
Darren
smart.
Does.
Yeah, that was really smart of him, I thought, to go see Smurf. so that it doesn't seem like they're taking Baz's side. Mm-hmm. And
they're really out for themselves.
They are, but I feel like they're more on her side-ish than Baz's. Because I think she really got to them. She planted that seed of, like, he's holding out on more cash. Because she was like, oh, $1.4 million? He didn't tell you about the rest of it? Like, there's way more. So now they're thinking, well, is Baz taking all the money for himself and just saying there's $1.4 million in
there? True.
It's like, oh, everyone's out for themselves. Yeah, completely. Yeah, yeah.
Was it the preview for the next episode that we saw that Baz is like, you guys, that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to brainwash you. Oh, no. That was this episode.
Yeah, that was this episode.
Yeah, so that's totally mm-hmm. what I'm thinking.
Smurf is always, even from jail, she's always one step ahead, I feel. She's still got something going in there.
Dude, she's a total drug lord. Do you know who Griselda Blanco is? She's like the freaking godmother.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly who she is, like running her shit through jail.
Totally. She's crazy. Totally. I mean, she's in jail. Putting ideas in people's head, still running them, still playing them against each other.
That is one scary.
That's called
human being
power.
I know, that's scary.
Like, which is crazy, and it'll be interesting to see what happens while she's still in jail next episode. Which I have a feeling she probably has something in the works to where she gets out.
I do
because
too.
How awesome would that be if she gets out. And goes and sees Baz. And all hell breaks loose. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What do you think is... I feel like that is going to happen. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, prediction.
And now...
Thank you.
TV predictions.
Oh, for the season finale, I think Smurf's getting out. At the very end, though. I don't think it's going to be towards the beginning of the episode.
Like
I think.
two seconds before the season ends.
No, a little bit before so that she has enough time to go find Baz. And then, like, that's where it ends. Is like, what are they going to say to each other? So I think that's going to be possibly the final scene. I think Baz is going to try to get Jay to give him the power of attorney and somehow Jay's going to figure out how to get out of that. I just don't see him doing that. Because if Smurf does get out and he did that, then she's never going to trust him again. And, yeah. I don't think what Lucy said to him is going to... Yeah. I don't think that's going to affect him.
Okay.
So what do you think?
This is going to sound really stupid.
It's okay. It's predictions. It's all good.
Baz is going to hold Jay hostage somehow.
Ooh.
And Smurf. So I feel like Smurf is getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And Baz will hold Jay hostage until Smurf shows up and makes her change the papers back.
Interesting.
And give him the power of the attorney.
But then she's out, so he doesn't have any power.
Then he's going to chain her and then he's
going to send her back to jail.
I don't know, but I feel like he's going to do something to Jay that's going to just force him to give it up.
Really? So you think papers. So you're predicting that Jay is going to give up the power of attorney. Is that your prediction?
That is my prediction. Okay. I think Baz is somehow going to get his way.
Oh, interesting.
There's definitely going to be war with him and Smurf, but yeah, I think that's what the war is about.
I also think Lucy is going to have more of a role to play in that, too. Her character is getting super interesting.
Yeah.
She's getting more into it.
They're, like, prepping her for season 3.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's looking like she's very manipulative and can figure stuff out, so... That'll
so she's
be
like done playing the innocent part that she was
in
the beginning.
Oh, she's so done. She is so done. And I like the fact that we're getting to see that.
Yeah.
Because I think it gives her more depth.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's giving the show a lot more. A lot more mystery.
A lot more
sauce.
Needs anymore,
but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One thing that she did say that I loved, which was when she was talking to Nikki, she says, be in and not get sucked in.
Yes.
You'll always have an out.
That's how so I smart. Am going to live my life. Yes.
Words to live by.
I am showing
by.
Up to work tomorrow.
You're going
to
be there, but you're not going to get sucked
yep.
in.
Yeah.
That way you always have it out. That's awesome.
We'll see how that works.
Because bills got to be paid. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Where can the good people find you?
Instagram at Lay Lizzle. Thank you so much for watching, guys.
Yeah, and you guys know you
where can find
follow
you?
Me on all the interwebs at Alina Vision, and that's Vision with two S's. Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. If you like what you see, give us a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Also, comment below. We want to know your guys' predictions and all of that. And, you know, there's a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz, so be sure to check it out. I'm sure if you got another favorite show, we probably have an after show for you.
Yes, we do.
So be sure to check it out. And, of course, next time, we'll see you next time. Same place. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.